Today's recording is Lizchus Avram Pinchas ben Chayetzipa, Rivka Mushka bas Chayetzipa, Levi Yitzchak ben Chayetzipa, that they may have blessings for all that they need in clarity, success, spiritually, materially, and emotionally, and they may find and connect to their Beresheret and may be sealed for so much goodness with all the Jewish people. We say so many words on Yom Kippur, so many words. And as we learn that turns our lips like the scarlet thread into white that bringeth so much purity. But out of all the words we say on Yom Kippur, the one that we need to reflect on the most important word that really the entire day is about, is the word that we say over and over again every time we confess, and that is the word Lefanecha, before you, God. Al Chechachatanu, Lefanecha, the sin that we sinned before you, God, Lefanecha, that even though we're always standing before you, we're always in your presence, God, we're often not aware of it. We don't feel it. We don't see it. Sometimes we don't even understand it. And some of us sometimes have a hard time always believing it. But Hashem, we're always Lefanecha. And we ask, please forgive us that we don't feel the Lefanecha, that we haven't internalized the Lefanecha. You know, there's a pasuk in this week's Parsha Hazinu that Rav Soloveitchik brings in the very beginning of his Lonely Man of Faith. It's a verse that's describing why God, so to speak, picked us, protected us, made us into his nation. The verse says, he found them in a desert land and in a desolate, howling wilderness. And he surrounded them, taught them understanding, and protected them like the pupil of his eye. So to speak, that the reason that Hashem taught us understanding, like Rashi says, gave us the Torah and protected us like the pupil of his eye, is because he found us in a desert land, in a desolate, howling wilderness. What does that mean, that he found us in a desolate, howling wilderness or solitude? So the Rav says that every time he would feel lonely, every time he would feel rejected and thrust away by everybody, even his most intimate friends and relatives, he would turn that painful, difficult feeling into an invigorating experience, because when he would feel lonely, he could feel the most Lefanecha. He could give himself over totally the most to Hashem. As he wrote, in my desolate, howling solitude, which is the quote from this week's Parsha, in my desolate, howling solitude, I experience a growing awareness that I, a lonely and solitary individual, am committed and accepted by God in his transcendental loneliness. We all go through loneliness in life, and sometimes that's the most painful feeling, but we have to change that loneliness into the feeling of the Lefanecha, to feel God more. And those of us that don't feel lonely have to at times feel lonely, which of course is why Rav Soloveitchik said there's always a mechitza in a shul. Because by prayer you can't be with your soulmate. You have to face God in a desolate, howling solitude. Yom Kippur is a day that we all have to feel lonely, even though we're in shul surrounded with so many people. We have to understand that paradox of Judaism, where even so, when we're in a tzibur, we're expected also to be in a desolate, howling solitude face to face with Hashem. And as Rav Soloveitchik is explaining, that because Hashem, God himself, is in a transcendental loneliness, God is the ultimate alone, it's only when we are ultimately alone with God that we could ultimately unify with Hashem. Let us this Yom Kippur go out into the desolate, howling solitude. Be prepared to be completely lonely with Hashem and there find the ultimate unity with Hashem. And then take that ability to be completely alone with Hashem into the whole year and feel the Lefanecha more and more as we go through the year, which is what tshuva is really all about, what it means to return to God, to rectify the Lefanecha, and thereby experience the ultimate ne'ila, when all the gates are closed and we're completely alone with just God, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, a gemar chesima tova to everyone, a good geben shtior, all sweetness, all that you ask for yourselves, and even more, may Hashem fulfill all the wishes of all of our hearts. May we be sealed in the book of the completely righteous, and especially the book of seeing the ultimate redemption with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Good Yom Tov.